will be very unhappy. Your life will be very, you'll be very, very unhappy. And that will be, your son will be the cause of distress. Then, if somebody is a very hungry, just give any type of prasadam, immediately he'll take. And he was so, he was asking, praying, and all type of activity he was doing for one son. Then Angira, sadhus, devotee, pure devotee, they knows what is good, what is bad. What will be good, what will be your future, what will be... But they don't care much future. Present. At least give me one, Give me present. They are not thinking much future. This is another type of very much. They are not thinking, very, very hungry. Just they are not thinking it will create that type of food, it will create problem, or it will make get some disease. You see, okay, just take. So, Chitrakadu's mental situation was like that. And although best sadhu, best Angira Rishi, he informed him. You see, at least, otherwise, what is the use of human life if I didn't get a child? What is the use? He was so much. What is the use of this purusha or human or like male form? What is the use of big kingdom if I cannot deliver this all the forefathers? I am having worldwide like I am the king. What is the use? Said, "Dear Gurudev, please. Bless me. Please bless me." That karma, karma is a different chapter. So this Chitrakirti mental situation was. Then here, very good example, Vyasadeva is giving chapter 4. Now in the board we can read. Yata dhanyasu vaidhana bhavanti va bhavanti cha evam bhutani bhutesu choditani mayaya yadadhanesu vaidhana bhavanti na bhavanti cha evam bhutani bhutesu choditani mayaya tatha dhanasu vaidhana bhavanti na bhavanti cha evam bhutani bhutesu choditani samayaya.
Thank you.
others. Yatha, just as Dhanasu, through seeds of paddy. Why? Indeed, Dhanaha, grains, Bhavanti, are generated. No, not Bhavanti. Are generated. Cha, also. Evam, in this way. Bhutani, the living entities. Bhutesu, in other living entities. Choditani, impelled. Ishamayaya, by the potency or power of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So now you understood. Actual organizer, they told me, just read only Bhagavatam, one the sloka only. Then today is the very big day for us, because today is the Bamandev, appearance day of Bamandev, and today is the another, our Acharya, we can say greatest Acharya, Jiva Goswami's appearance day. So Lord Bamandev and Jiva Goswami's appearance day. So here, all Bhagavatam is rectify our, read every day to rectify ourselves, to understand properly Bhagavatam, simply not for reading means to understand, and to understand means to practice our day-to-day life. Other is no use. So this is the our day-to-day life is very good example. When seeds are sown in the ground, you see, you don't know our bodily, you don't know what I am thinking something, but Lord has already planned something for me. But without properly understanding, without depending on Lord, we are simply hankering, sometime blaming, mostly time blaming Lord, Supreme Lord, mostly time. Without fingering myself, my karma, but we are fingering Him. So that is not, symptom of bhakta, you surrender to, or we are trying to surrender to Supreme Lord. If you are trying to love somebody, then how will you finger him? No. So therefore, this is a very good example that all, every farmer, this is Kshetra and Kshetrajna. Kshetrajna, this is Kshetra, field. So this is, but you have to be, if you want to grow something in the ground, then what will do? What do you have to do? Farmer then knows. You have to make proper soil, fertile soil, and plowing and plowing and plowing. And that plowing, that is the, that sadhana bhakti. That is the sadhana bhakti. Making proper ground to get good crop, good result. So here, seeds are, we are throwing, everybody here, everybody, we got bhakti lata beach, we got seeds of bhakti by our Gurudev, our parampara, Gurudev. We got everybody, but everybody is not same equal. All the tree, all the plants are, all the plant or seeds are not growing properly. Some are less, some are more, some are very fertile, some are not growing, some are not germinating. Some are not germinating. Why? Because it is not properly, or seeds are something wrong. Looks, all seeds are same. Very good. Farmer, they are throwing, but all the seeds are not germinating. Not germinating. Therefore, according to Shastra, mostly people are, why they are very attached with Durga and Shiva? Because Durga and Shiva is in charge for. Therefore, Shiva is a lingam and Devi, Brahma Joni, husband and wife, they are the actual helping to generating. But ultimately, Supreme Lord. So, sometime we got everybody, we got seeds, but all seeds are not growing. What do you have to do? What do you have to do? What do you have to do then? We have to water, and that watering is Chaitanya Charitamrita is mentioned. Hare Krishna. That is watering. Without watering, maybe very good fertile land, very good land. You made very nicely, but if you are not giving water, if you are not watering, it will not grow. It will not grow. And then, what do you have to do? You have to do something. You have to put fence. You have to put fence. Otherwise, goats, cows, and so many animals that will destroy, they'll eat. And that fence is association. Association with devotee. Without association of devotee, you cannot protect your spiritual life. You cannot. Maya is so strong, you cannot protect. So Maya is very strong, then you have to fence. You have to fence. Then, although you put fence, even inside the fence, because your land is very fertile, very nice land, you are giving water, you are watering on proper time, but some other weeds will come up. Even you put fence, everything, and you shall go in any field, and weeds are sometimes more stronger than. You are giving fertilizer, you are giving, but weeds are more stronger than sometimes, if you are not watching properly. So that weeds, everybody knows, name, fame, glory, these things are very strong, it comes up. Jealousy, puja, demigods worship, demigod. Now I heard semi-god. You know semi-god? What is semi-god? In some countries they are using this word, semi-god. Not even demigod, semi-god. Semi-god means ghost. Ghost. Nowadays many countries, they are very strong, they are worshipping ghost. Malaysia, they are using this word. Yes, semi-god. So, ghost. So, sometimes devotees are also in that. So be careful, even all the seats, although you got authorized guru, proper sampradaya, supreme personality of Godhead, most merciful Lord, same Krishna, he appear in the Chaitanya, Krishna Chaitanya. Why you call Krishna Chaitanya? Chaitanya is Krishna, Krishna is Chaitanya. Why Rupa Goswami mentioned both names? Because Krishna is Chaitanya, Chaitanya is Krishna. But he had both, Krishna Chaitanya. Why? Because same, who that Krishna, form of Krishna, who is giving, distributing Chaitanya. And what is distributing? Krishna Chaitanya. Who is distributing Krishna Chaitanya, Krishna consciousness to the all living entity, all the living entities? He is called Krishna Chaitanya. Therefore his name is Krishna Chaitanya, without terms and conditions. So here, the seats is unprotective. All the seats are not coming. So we have to be careful. Although you got devotional life, we have to be properly, we have to be understand. And that is another thing, our why this devotional life is, this is the offense, why it is? Because my own fault, I cannot make out it is my fault. I cannot, other than other devotee. If you are very puffed up, oh no, I am perfect. I don't care anybody, I know what I am doing. No, it will be very dangerous for spiritual life. I know what I am doing. Very dangerous. If other eyes, other devotees are not pointing out, Prabhu, it is not good, Prabhu, it is not good, that is not good. Of course, that standard, that type of devotees, so just defend. Therefore, 90% in our devotional life, 90% depending on Vaishnava association. Only 10% on your own endeavor. Only 10%. So, here, can beget a child, but sometime conception does not take place. Sometime. Every mother, every father, every parents, they want that child. But nowadays, of course, going other way. Mostly culture, mostly parents, they want their child. But all the mother, father, they are not getting their child. So because ultimately, what is the use of this material relationship? My child, my son, my this, my that. What is this? This is temporary. Anyhow, this is temporary. Today I am telling my. Tomorrow that I am telling my, that tomorrow will be that my. He'll leave me before me, or I'll leave before to whom I am telling my. So temporary, and nobody knows. Everything, not really this bodily relationship, money, a building, everything, car, everything. To whom I am telling my, or I, that will, tomorrow will be some other way. So, what is this? This is simply like that. But King Chitrakadu was very, very, he was lamenting. Okay? Then last, Angira, even Angira also, sometime it will not, sometime we are not listening Gurudev also. Gurudev knows what is good for me, but even Gurudev alone cannot convince. He sent some, through somebody, other senior disciple, just preach him, tell him, inform him properly. Well, that is not good, that is not good. Sometime he saw that Gurudev, so Angira, he instructed so nicely, he informed him, that will be cause of lamentation. See, okay, at least blind uncle is better than no uncle. So what to do? Okay, give. Then he blessed him. Then finally when he was lamenting, he was with that dead body, that his son's dead body, he also was lying like dead. He was like unconsciousness. Then Angira, he said, Narad Muni, please, you also come with me, otherwise I cannot convince alone. You also come. Then both most greatest rishis, Angira and Narad Rishi, they came, and this story is going on. So they told me to talk something. Today they told me that talk about holy name only. But anyhow, bore is something. But Bengali, they are talking only holy name. They told me holy name. Today is the second day of holy name period. Today worldwide. Yesterday, just check your website, lot of things. Maximum places they had Harinam, Sankirtanam. This is 10 days, 11 days, Harinam day. So today is the second day, Harinam. So, and today, this Bamandev appearance day. Bamandev, very special history, Bamandev. This past time, Bamandev and Bali Maharaj, very, very special. Why it is special? Because, just see, Bali Maharaj, he surrendered everything. He surrendered everything. But still, he got punishment by Supreme Lord. Of course, if somebody got touch of lotus feet, direct lotus feet of Lord, even distress also they felt very happiness, most happiness. For them it is not distress, most happiness. Most happiness. So Bali Maharaj, character was so wonderful. So Bali Maharaj, who was his Gurudev? Shukracharya. Shukracharya, he was warning very careful with this dwarf, this small boy, very careful. And he was wondering, Gurudev, you instruct me, you should not be attached material thing. And that looks like very Brahman boy, very small Brahmin boy. Very small boy. And how much? He asks only 3 feet of land. What is big deal? Only three and small boy, small like small boy. I not invited him. He is atithi. I am not invited him to come and what he want, take it. He himself came without any invitation. He came. And he is asking only this 3 step of land. And you are asking, you are Gurudev. Whole life you taught me, don't become so attached, don't become attached with material thing, don't become attached. Now, that Vaman boy, that small boy, he appeared and he is asking only 3 steps and you are telling, don't give. What is Gurudev? I can give anything. That is his character. I am the biggest giving I am the biggest charity giving. I am the giving. Nobody comes, nobody goes back from my door without taking anything. Just see, very subtle way. Ahankara, very subtle. Ahankara is most subtle. False ego is most subtle. That he give up everything, but I am the biggest charity. Charity, giving charity. Everybody, anybody, anything they can ask, I will give. Then Bhamandev, he knew everything. He knew, because he knew inside, he knew outside. He knows everything. So, okay, you are the biggest charity man. That problem. Then Bhamandev came, and Gurudev was just next to him. He was trying to preach him, don't give, because this is the Asura Guru, and Sura Guru is different. Asura Guru, if he will give everything, my disciple will give everything to somebody, then what? My I won't get any charity. He will not give me anything, because he will take everything. So therefore he was preaching, and so strongly he is preaching. But Bali Maharaj, that problem, and when he agreed to give, without, he denied Gurudev. In that circumstances, if for Lord's service, to please Lord, if some so-called guru, they are stopping, he can, so bye-bye, my Gurudev. But for Lord's pleasure, he can. And what is this? My dear Gurudev, you taught me that this is one day you have to live. And by land, by this body, by children's, by all this so-called, I'm emperor of the world. What is the use? If I cannot perfect myself, I cannot achieve my human life, goal of human life, then what is the use? So-called emperor. By land, I cannot perfect myself. By selling any amount land, just sell it, I cannot perfect myself. I cannot achieve my human form of life. What is the goal of life? And you won't get. So my dear Lord, what is the use? You are telling he'll cheat everything, he'll take everything. But you are telling he'll take everything. But just see, he came. And without invitation he came. I didn't invite him. So he, my dear Gurudev. But again and again he was trying to stop. But he's Bali Maharaj is Maharaj. Then when Krishna, he took all the three steps of land, then by that time Brahma came. He said, my dear Lord, what is your, what you are doing? He given everything. Now you are tying him. He tied with Naga. He given everything. You are so merciful. Even one tulasi leaf, if somebody is with love, they are offering one tulasi, no cost. One tulasi, and you are giving everything to him. But he given everything and you are tying him. You tied him. He said, what is here? And his all the wives of Bali Maharaj. I said, very good. Our husband was very, very puffed up. Just see now, good lesson he got. He given everything now. Brahma was laughing. All the wives was laughing, teasing him. And they're the ladies, no? Ladies are soft-hearted. They say, oh, Lord, because Lord become he appeared in his original form. Then he took his original form. Then they pray, and with his head was so down, he was like this, he was standing. Because Brahma was praying to Lord, all his wives were there laughing. He said, okay, my dear Lord, my puffed up nature, thank you very much, you punished me. Thank you very much. I don't had anything, but I had that false ego. Even that ego also he took. Let's see. This is the Bhamandev. So today is the, and today, and this Bhamandev, which yuga, which kalpa? Anybody knows which yuga and which kalpas this pastime happened? I don't know. Maybe Satya yuga it is, maybe some other kalpas. So, anyhow, this is same day, same tithi appear one of our acharya called Jiva Goswami, Jiva, Sri Jiva Goswami. So Sri Jiva Goswami's life also very, very wonderful. Now it is, before it was Bengal and Bangladesh was same, now that place, his birthplace, is called Fatehabad. And now it is in Bangladesh. Not so far from our Murshidabad, Malda. It is not so far. But in between, that is border, we cannot cross. So Fatehabad, and that Fatehabad, Jiva Goswami, Rupa Goswami, his brother Sanatan Goswami, his father Anupam, Jiva Goswami's father, they appear. That is the, still that palace is there. Still that palace is there. But unfortunately, very danger now. So, that Jiva Goswami, when Jiva Goswami was on the left, and by that time, that Mahaprabhu, he went with big Sankirtan, with so many followers, unlimited followers, lakhs of hundred thousands of followers. Then he went to Ram Kelly, and that Ram Kelly and Ram Kelly and Hussain Shah, the king of Bengal, Hussain Shah. So he's, and Hussain Shah, they are working under the Hussain Shah. So then we know Rupa Goswami left, then Sanatan Goswami also left with Anupam. Anupam, Srijiva Goswami's father also, Jiva Das, he also left. Then when his father, when Mahaprabhu visited Ram Kelly, anybody saw Ram Kelly? Some devotees. Yeah, Ram Kelly, yes, Ram Kelly. And that Ram Kelly, when his father came with Jiva Goswami on the lap, and Mahaprabhu, they are talking something with Mahaprabhu, and because small kids, simply he left, he took down from his lap, and that small boy, crawling, finally they went to Mahaprabhu's feet. And Mahaprabhu's, because small kids, now he was chewing that toe of Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu was chewing toe. And then Mahaprabhu, he put his lotus feet on his. So beginning he got mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then he got mercy of Mother Sachi. Very young age, is the, what is the use? My father is not here. My uncle is not here. They are in Vrindavan. That means I'll go to Vrindavan. I'll not I'll not here, I'll go there to meet them. And Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, although before joining with Mahaprabhu's movement, they used to, they are the Nithai Gaur's followers. Nithai Gaur Sundar Maharshi they got. So, the Nithai Gaur, Jiva Goswami, when very childhood, he heard many pastimes from their uncle, fathers, his father and uncles. So, then from Ramkali, very long walk to Vrindavan, and in between Navadvip, he walked and walked and walked, he came here. Then Jiva Goswami, Jiva Das, first Parikrama, Navadvip Parikrama with Nityananda. And that time he got blessings from Mother Sachi, because that small boy, he was crying, Gaur Nithai, Gaur Nithai. And Mother Sachi was, that time he was very, she was always very, very, she was lamenting, because Nimai, my only one life, my life is Nimai, and this Nimai also took sannyas. And that type of Mother Sachi was always in distress. And that time Mother Sachi, oh, you are crying with my Nimai's name, Gaur Nithai. So she blessed. Then he went to Benaras. Benaras. Benaras, Madhu Vachaspati. He learned from Madhu Vachaspati. And that Madhu Vachaspati is the disciple of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, what he learned from Mahaprabhu in Puri, and same thing, Sadhya Sadhana Tattva, philosophy of sadhana, philosophy of sadhya, object of sadhana. What is our aim of human life? We can do lot of things, but if we are not achieving that sadhya, sadhya means our main object. Our main object is Krishna, lotus feet of Krishna. That is the Krishna, Lord Chaitanya, he taught to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and same philosophy he spoke to Madhu Vachaspati, and Madhu Vachaspati spoke to Jiva Goswami. Few months he was there in Kashi. Then from Kashi he went to Vrindavan. So this is the Jiva Goswami. And today is the second day of holy name. Everybody is having experience about holy name. Holy name. So one day, Mahaprabhu, most merciful Lord, was asking Haridas. Hey, Haridas, can you tell me about holy name? And Haridas Thakur was telling, hey, you brought holy name. You are the father of holy name. You brought from Goloka Vrindavan. This is the jewels of Goloka Vrindavan. This is the property of Goloka Vrindavan. And you brought, and now you are asking me, can you tell me something about holy name? He said, no. I don't know. But you are a Nama Acharya. You are the Acharya of holy name. I want to hear from your mouth. Just see, this material world gradually become full of javanas. Javanas. Javanas means not only Muslims. Javanas means, actual javana means, Prabhupada, what translation, he mentioned, javana means who are not following Vedic rule regulation. They are the javanas. They are the mlechas, javanas. This is Jasi, Haridas, full of javana. Can you tell me how they'll get delivered? How they'll get delivered? Because human form of life is the most valuable life. most valuable life. So can you tell me how they will perfect? Because mostly are become atheist. So please tell me, Haridas, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, he mentioned little glory of Haridas. He mentioned something that ek din, I'll read little few shlokas in Bengali. Ek din prabhu haridase milila taha loiya goshti kore tahare puchila. One day Haridas Thakur goshti means ishta goshti. He discussed with Haridas, can you tell me, Haridas, because become full of javanas, become in this is the age of Kali, and mostly are atheist. They are not following a Vedic rule. So can you tell me how they'll get delivered? And this not only become atheist, not only they are following Ved Vedanta's rule, but they are criticizing, they are fingering Go and Brahmanas, original Brahmana. Brahmana means Vaishnava. Vaishnava means Brahmana. Shastra is not talking caste Brahmana. Nowhere mention about caste Brahmana. So, taha hetu dekhile e dukkha apar. I am very, very unhappy, Haridas, because she's full of javanas. Can you tell me how they'll get delivered? Then Haridas Thakur is telling, with your permission, now I'm telling you, my dear Lord, please hear. You see, so you are the Lord, Haridas Thakur is telling. You are the Lord, you brought holy name. And you brought holy name. Already they got delivered. Already they got delivered. You say, how? Because so many hills, trees, so many sthavara jangama, so many mountains, hills, how they got delivered? You are telling already they delivered. Because even sthavara means hill also they are having life. I heard that Govardhana hill gradually become going down and down. Some hills, increasing, some hills are. So there also it is mentioned, Atma everywhere. Paramatma, Atma is everywhere. So how is Mahaprabhu already they delivered? The name of to find your brother. His brother was, Mahaprabhu's brother was Vishwarup. Vishwarup. You see, I want to go search my brother, Vishwarup. But actually your program was to deliver all type of fallen soul. All type of fallen soul. All type of, every sthavara jangama. He chanted holy name loudly, and they got that echo. From that hill to that hill, that echo, the vibration, already that, even by echo also, they got already, they delivered. So this is already planned. Then Mahaprabhu was very pleased. He was very eager to hear more and more. That is the Mahaprabhu's character, Krishna talk, holy name. He brought holy name. How wonderful holy name is. So he says, oh, really? And then he is telling, yes. You see, even all these hills and all the animals, they are dancing holy name. They are chanting holy name because you. Already they got delivered. Don't worry, man. And when Mahaprabhu, this Ganga, when there is lot of holy name, lot of, Prabhupada also mentioned, if there is lot of holy name, Mother Ganga also increased. She play always by hearing. This holy name, by hearing this holy name, she is increased. Jabuna, Ganga, like this. And it is proof. She read Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavat. So that is. So this is my dear Lord. Sthagavara, Jangama, river, hills, animals. And there are three types of holy name. Nama, Abhasa, Aparad. Aparadana name, Aparad Yukta holy name, Aparad, offensive chanting, offenses chanting, offensive mode. And that is therefore this three type of holy name. First is Aparad Yukta Nam. First, very, very danger, Aparad Yukta. And then Nama Abhas. But thick cloud, if sun is very strong, but sometimes we saw that there is thick cloud, you can't see even sun. You can't see. That is Aparad Yukta Nam. That is the thick sun. Sometimes we saw that cloud is going and little sunlight and half is closed. Half sun is closed or quarter portion is closed. Some portion is no cloud. That is Abhasa. You can see some light, but not so bright, but you can see little. Abhasa. So that is. But Haridas, that Nama Aparada is so danger. So danger. See, at least, but Chaitanya Charitamrita, their Nama Abhasa also, all the papa, sin, will go. It will wash away. Nama Abhasa. That little light you can see, it is not thick cloud. Or little sun is covered little bit, at least you can see some light. There is chance. With by that small light also you can see thick darkness. You can see, you can walk. You can do your things. You can. So that even Abhasa also, Papa will go. But that is not so big thing, Papa. But what is that seed of Papa, it is there. How he look? How it will go? Then Mahaprabhu is telling Haridas, okay, that is okay, now you understand. Because Mahaprabhu is hiding himself, because he brought holy name, and Haridas Thakur directly is telling, because you are the cause, that all the sthavara, jangama, hills, river, mountains, river, animals, they got delivered already. Then he is telling, so okay, some caste, some people, they can chant Hare Krishna. But some people, although they got tongue, although they got this body, human body, but they are not chanting Hare Krishna. They are not chanting Hare Krishna, even other they go, if somebody chanting Hare Krishna, they call haram, haram. Any Muslim background, they know. Haram is, in English, what is called? There is, I think, there is no meaning in English. Haram, haram is very slav word, very, one type of, very slav word, very bad word. Haram, haram. Muslims, they call haram. To Hindus or some other religion, they call haram. Then Haridas, how they'll get delivered? They're criticizing. They're haram, haram. It is very bad word. How they get delivered? He said, Mahaprabhu, what is the problem? Because you are the most merciful Lord. He came here, no problem at all. He said, how they'll get? He said, just see, devotees, haram. Haram, so wonderfully they are calling haram, at least haram, haram. That's the only pronunciation, haram. So wonderful, Lord Ram will be very pleased. But they are telling haram, fingering haram. So anyhow, Mahaprabhu, they will also get delivered, don't worry. Because haram, haram, only pronunciation. If you are not chanting properly, ha, ram or haram, so no difference much. they also will get mukti. Mukti, but not mention bhakti, mukti. So, Mahaprabhu, this is the holy name. This is the holy name. Chaitanya Bhagavat, so many glorification that Haridas Thakur was telling, all the Brahmanas was criticizing him. He said, from whom he got permission to chant Hare Krishna loudly? Then Haridas said, you are Brahmanas. I don't know anything about, but I learn from all the Brahmanas. He said, Brahmana means Vaishnava, and Vaishnava means this Radha Dasya, servant of Radharani, because we can approach Krishna through Radharani, and if you want to approach Radharani through Sakis, if you want to approach any Sakis through Manjaris. Therefore, Rupa Manjari, our Acharyas, Kamala Manjari, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Rupa Manjari is the Manjari, all are Manjaris. So if you want to get Krishna through Manjaris, then Sakhis, then Radharani, then. So this is the process. So here, Haridas Thakur was criticizing. He said, who got permission? From where you learn all these things? Even whole day and night, Hare Ram, Hare Krishna. What is this? You are disturbing Lord. Lord is sleeping now. How stupid argument. Lord is sleeping in America now, night. So Lord is sleeping in America? Where is he wake up here? When he is night, that time America is day. So Lord is sleeping that time here? Just this type of so-called Brahmana. Who is Brahmana? Who is Brahmana? If you are not become servant of Vaishnava, then you cannot become Brahmana. Brahmana, the so-called caste, so-called Brahmana, they can become big Pandit. Pandit is different than Brahmana. And they are that Pandit, they can become big learned personally, learned. But you cannot become Brahmana. Brahmana means if you want to become Brahmana, serve Vaishnava, then he can become Brahmana. Other than Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur mentioned, he cannot become Brahmana. He may Pandit by showing thread, but not Brahmana. So here, Haridas Thakur is telling, can you tell me? Then Haridas Thakur was replying. We know that. Then finally that all the Brahmanas is okay. We are giving challenge. If it is not true, Harinam is everything, then we'll cut your nose. And then we know that there become, got leprosy. With very few days they got leprosy. So this is the holy name. We are very, very fortunate in Prabhupada's mission. And this total 10 days, 11 days, holy name, and that Haridas Thakur, if he can hear holy name, if he can chant holy name, if he can dance in the holy name, he can say everybody will get delivered. So this is a great chance. Thank you, Prabhus. Your whole party is going Harinam. Okay. In Mayapur we are doing Harinam. But continue, there are so many festivals. Yesterday was Harinam here also. Today also. Today, not only your party, a big party in Krishnanagar now. Today is the big holy name in Krishnanagar. At least 20 foreign devotees there. Already they gone. They are there already.